Federal regulators have decided to keep a closer watch on hedge funds. Those funds make money for wealthy investors using aggressive tactics that worry some regulators and other market watchers. The Securities and Exchange Commission voted this morning in favor of a new rule. It would require a fund's investment advisors to register with the SEC. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Unlike mutual funds, hedge funds have been lightly regulated. The fund's operators haven't been required to register with the SEC. Cindy Fornelli is deputy director of the SEC's Division of Investment Management.
We are concerned about the investor protection issues, that we have an ability to go in and be proactive if we see something that causes us concern, that we can go in and prevent fraud from occurring rather than having to deal with it after the fact, after the fraud's occurred, after investors have been harmed.
The collapse of a large hedge fund known as Long-Term Capital Management in 1998 left many regulators wondering whether it was wise to leave these huge pools of investment capital largely unregulated. And now, 6 years later, the SEC has approved a seemingly small change, a requirement that hedge funds register their investment advisors. The SEC was divided. Chairman William Donaldson and two Democratic commissioners backed the rule, while two Republican commissioners opposed it. Mercer Bullard is a law professor at the University of Mississippi and is president of a group called Fund Democracy, which has worked to provide protection for mutual fund investors.
This is not a proposal where there's a lot of potential for watering it down. There aren't compromise positions, as there are in, for example, the corporate governance proposals. This is something that is pretty black and white. I think he's going to go through with it. It's not going to have that much of an effect on the industry immediately, but I think what the Republican commissioners are concerned about is what additional regulation it's going to trigger down the road.
Investor advocates like Bullard, however, say for the most part the funds will still operate as before with only limited SEC oversight.
Hedge funds themselves are still not going to be heavily regulated. That's why this is very much a almost procedural type regulation. It's the advisor to the funds that will have to register.
But many hedge fund managers opposed the idea. They believe it will create lots of unnecessary paperwork. Those in the industry also say requiring such registrations will do little to prevent fraud from actually occurring. Adam Denner is a partner in Capco, a consulting firm that works with the financial services industry. He says existing regulations haven't prevented fraud from taking place in corporate boardrooms, on Wall Street, or in the mutual fund industry.
Someone said to us as a firm, which problem do we want to solve? I would turn to you and give you plenty of other examples of public companies who perpetrated frauds or allegedly perpetrated frauds that were highly regulated and still those frauds, you know, were perpetrated successfully. So, you know, in that particular instance, we could say is regulation failed.
One of the main reasons cited by federal regulators for increased oversight of the hedge fund industry is the increase in the number of people invested in the funds. Lots of pension plans now use hedge funds to balance risk. While individuals must have a net worth of $1 million or a high income to invest directly in a hedge fund, the amount being overseen by such funds has grown. It now stands at around $800 billion. Still, that's a drop in the bucket compared to the mutual fund industry, which oversees $7 trillion. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.